Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Open mic tonight, Tuesday night, New York. Welcome, everybody. Inner Sight. And I don't know if you believe in miracles. A lot of people do. I'm one of them. My guide dog is a miracle. You know, every dog that can serve the disabled and is a stray dog is indeed a miracle. So the change of politics, the events of politics, and we addressed this over a week ago for the first time, called upon the Russians escalating war and to pull back and to, you know, go home and go about your business. So we called for that over a week ago. We called for it again last night.
That's right.
On Mad or Glad Monday. And mm-hmm. I'm going to let the world decide, let the public decide. Mm-hmm. Was it just a coincidence, or did somebody hear us and somebody get to the premier of Russia and recommend to him that he scale back, and hopefully that means that he's not going to attack the Ukraine, because it remains to be seen, but... Wow. It certainly looks that way, reducing the troops and sending them back to the base. So I don't know. We may never know if Inner Sight influenced this event. Maybe it did and maybe it didn't. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. No one has contacted me, and they may never. But you never know.
Well,
so
I have
Inner Sight is very happy that with some weird turn of events, you know, there are angels out there in this world. My guide dog is one of them. So some weird turn of events, somebody perhaps got the message along the way, and they're pulling back the troops, and perhaps, and I say perhaps because you never know with these people, heeding our advice, don't create more disabled people.
Yep.
You know, we got a big enough job as it is. We're not equal.
Okay.
And a lot of the message was that a lot of those disabled people will fall right into the hands of Russia.
Yeah.
So and also of course the Ukraine. They would be the two countries
ultimate target.
You know, that would have the bulk of disabled in with a war between those two countries.
That'd be horrible.
And of course people always overflow into other countries. But that was the message. That was what we stated last night with a hope. And today on the news, hearing that the Russians have pulled back and reduced their troops at the border is good news. So you decide, world. Did Inner Sight influence somebody? Did we have anything to do with it? Or didn't we?
We sure hope so.
It doesn't matter to me, but it does matter that we put the message out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're not looking for any glory. We're looking to make it so that more people are not going to become disabled because of the way the situation is in the world, and that we have no equality, and most people most people who would become disabled would just wind up in nursing homes the way things are today.
Can I hear something? It's so sad that we are called disabled. I don't care what you call me. You know, that's the only thing that bothers me as much. I never have been unable, you know, to be called disabled. Now, that's
Call me whatever you want. Just make me equal. I don't care what people call me. Because they're going to call you whatever they want anyway.
But here's the
sad part. Not outwardly.
That.
They're gonna think it. You can't stop that.
Yeah.
You'll never
stop that. That's right. I know. Here's the thing.
These people who think that they're gonna stop discrimination by so-called education, forget it.
No,
that's stupid.
It doesn't work.
You gotta have a lot more. Yeah, you tell people, you try to educate them, but then you gotta have enforcement. Otherwise, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, I know that. I was trying a couple of times to get enforcement, and nothing happened.
Met a woman on the LIRR railroad going home.
Mm-hmm.
A nice lady.
Today?
And her son is 10 months old, almost totally blind. And she was telling me how hard it is. And she's a special ed teacher. And by the way, Laura, if you're listening, hello. And she was telling me her husband can't go to work because she's got to stay home and watch the little one.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah. They have three boys. So this kid is almost totally blind, and she's getting, they're coming in from the agencies and, you know, indoctrinating her and giving her basically a bunch of bull. So I said to her, I said, did they ever offer to help you financially?
No.
Now she's telling me, now she's a teacher. She makes pretty good money, I guess. Her husband can't work, and she's telling me.
To other people?
What?
I said in comparison to other people. I don't know if she was.
Yeah. Let me finish my story. And so she's telling me that they can't make it financially. You know, she has to travel all the way from out on the island to Brooklyn to go to work. There's the cost right there.
Yeah,
they can't make it financially. And I told her, I said, you know, that's one of the horrible things about this system, that these agencies won't help a person, you know. They ought to be paying her damn ass rent. The kid is blind.
Yes.
Raise the money for it, you know. Do what you have to do. Use it as a fundraiser, damn it. Make money on it. Who gives a crap? Do it.
Right.
They only do for them damn ass selves. That's all they do. Why do you think they're sending somebody to her house? Because the government's giving them money.
That's right.
What is the government giving for that little child who's not equal?
Nothing. I don't feel
so
that
there
they
you
do.
Have it. You know, and she agrees with me that you know, these agencies should be helping. Even if they paid half the rent. You know?
That's right.
Strangers do more.
That's the truth.
Strangers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the
truth. So there's the system. It's horrible. It's horrible. You know, and then right away when if anybody does help you, and the government finds out about it right away. They want to. Oh, you don't need the money this month.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you need it more.
They
want to
cut
you
down
that.
Every damn which way.
Oh, every which way. Yeah.
They can get you.
Yeah.
They owe us that money, world. Just like they owe everybody else. They owe us equality.
That's right.
They're not giving it to us.
People
all right,
don't
open mic.
How good they have it, right? In a sense. People do not realize how good they actually have it. They could pick up the tool and bang out something, you know, for their employer. They could go to work and have a job and have things made for them at the job, meaning they can get pick up an application, sign the application, fill out, and make, you know, give all the employers everything. But we can't do that.
Yeah, we don't have all that.
No.
We don't have that.
No.
They
not
say,
until a few days later.
some of these people will say, well, there's all this equipment that you can get to take blind people. There's all this equipment you can get that reads stuff and tells you this, tells you that. Yes. Does every blind person in the friggin' ass country have it? Where is it if it's there? Give it to us.
Give it to us free. I'm sorry.
They won't even do that.
No, they won't.
They're using us with that, too, because you know why? Because they're going to get money.
Independence.
They can't give us the equipment and say, here, we want to help you be equal. No, they're going to use you.
Yeah. More.
That's why there's criteria. They use the word criteria. That means they're using somebody to get money from the government because they get the money from the government whether we get the equipment or not.
That's very true also. People say to me, how could that be true when I see you, say, have a wheelchair? Oh, do you know what this wheelchair does? It's so fancy. It can't even put a wheel outside on the wet ground. Because if it does, guess what happens? The electronics on the bottom of the wheelchair, they zap out. Can you help me with that? That's usually what I say to them after I say that. Oh, no, dear. I didn't realize that these wheelchairs zapped out after, you know. Well, then I guess you didn't realize. I get so upset.
Sure, because the money's not there for you to get the thing made the way you need it made.
That's right.
The money's there for the agents.
And here's the regulation that even prevents it. It's a straight up on the regulation, you know, that we're not allowed to use the power wheelchairs, you know, only within a home environment. That's what they spec it on. They make it on a home environment. I just sit there and I shake my head. How do I get to the doctor? He's going to come to me.
If you had the money in an account for your wheelchair, and everybody had that money in an account for their wheelchair, they could get it made the way they need to get it made. Believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Much more comfortable. Because all I know is I'm very uncomfortable in the seating that I have on hip. It sure does. And it walks, too.
And that's the answer. The money is there, but not for the person. It's there for the agency.
Or even the structure. It's there for the structure, too, of the building. It's not there for anything else. You know? I was amazed at that comment. Weren't you?
With that, there's no structure.
That's right. Oh,
there should be
reasonable.
Enforcement with the wheelchairs, too.
Yeah, it does.
If they have the curb cuts now, why didn't they carry that further and say and every wheelchair must be weatherproof?
There you go.
For all kinds of weather.
Right. That's not hard to make either. It's not hard to make.
Of course, it's not hard.
You get stainless steel or titanium, and you make that, you know, for the wheelchair. Because, you know, you get the constant and repeated, you know, bouncing of the wheelchair on the curbs. If it's not even, it makes a hard bounce. So you want that to be strong with springs that are made from titanium steel all over the bottom. There's certain things you can do that are anti-rust procedure on the bottom.
Just look at all this construction equipment, how it's made.
Yeah.
For all kinds of weather. Yep. That's how the wheelchair should be made. Same idea.
That's it. That's right. And then as I'm rolling my wheelchair down the block, either I get pieces falling off of it, I swear, or I get the front rigging not lifting my legs up high enough. One or the other is making me slow down and not be able to do the things that I want to do, literally. You know,
that's part of not being equal.
It sure is.
You know. You're not equal.
It drives me crazy.
That's why that happens. If you were equal, that could never happen.
That's true.
The means would be there to fix it and fix it right.
Yep, for the first time.
All right, inner sight, open mic. 213-816-1650. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Joanne Diamond.
I had to take a look.
Takeda Lady. And down in South Jersey. Big East Takeda Rescue. Stop the Takeda. 609-388-7004. So check it out. Hey, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. My buddy over there. At 631-888-1186, buy a house, sell a house. I heard on the news the price of lumber went up, and it's affecting new homes that are being built and other things. So check in with Mr. Kennedy. You know, you need more details. I don't know how to get around that or whatever. 631-888-1186. 1186 Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, all the others. Our hearts go out to those. And go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And please don't forget it, inner sight. And we're thinking, thank God for the pullback of the troops from Ukraine, thinking of all the children, too. We mentioned that in our plea. What about the children? So hopefully somebody thought of them and pulled back some of the war stuff.
We urge you,
Russia and Ukraine, to continue to pull back and, you know, seek peace, pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. There's a Bible phrase.
That sounds exactly. I was just going to say it.
All right. In a sight.
Can we have some callers? Hold on.
All right. Let me finish my.
Go ahead.
Thank people first, otherwise we won't have inner sight. Inner sight, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And you need any info on the disabled, 631-880-7929 on SILO. That's the Independent Living Center for Suffolk County, New York, all right? So give them a call. Any information on the disabled legislation or new regulations or whatever it is, most likely they'll know about it or they can tell you where to find it. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and you can leave a message there 24/7. I want to say hello to one of our listeners, Geraldine, who I spoke to today.
Oh, you did? Hi, Geraldine.
And she's a good inner sight person.
Yes.
Really appreciate her. I want to say hello to one of our volunteers, Liz, out there in Islip, New York. All right, inner sight around the world, and you got the Able News?
Yes, I do, right here, ready. Let's go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. To serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, if you call in, keep it clean, or we'll have to give you the royal boot, you know. Yes. Did you hear about the big scandal now in the big scandal in England with the Queen? Something about the misspent money? Big investigation. I tell you, you can't trust any of these politicians. You never know what they're going to do next.
Even the king and queen.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. There was a couple of weeks ago, the other guy was under fire. Boris Johnson. For violating the rules during the pandemic. So I don't know what happened with that, you know. All right, inner sight, 213-816-1650. Who we got online?
Okay, we have Anthony, and I might be Carolyn, but I'm not sure. Or maybe it might be even Geraldine, I'm not sure. But I know Anthony wants to speak right away.
All right, so let's take Anthony's a regular, so hold that. Let's take the other call.
Okay, here we go.
Keep it clean, people. Turn down your radio, television, whatever it is. Thank you. Inner Sight, hello.
I guess they want to listen. I'm not kidding.
Are you there?
I think they want to listen. I'm here,
okay.
But not them.
All right.
Yeah, they want to listen.
All right. Listener, okay. Thank you for listening. Inner Sight, Anthony from Brooklyn,
here he
live.
Is.
Hi, Suzanne and Frank, how are you?
Oh,
good.
Yeah, I was trying to cue in, but you couldn't hear me. I don't know. But yeah, you know, you were talking about, you know, being cut down and everything, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, that's the Social Security Administration, how they cut people's checks and you can't survive and you can't get married and, you know, you have no way out of poverty regardless of whatever you do. It's like, you know, you're destined to drown in poverty the rest of your life. And I wondered to myself, you know, what life is like in other countries for disabled people and, you know, if they have any better programs or transportation that's more accessible. And people say that we live in the, you know, in the best country in the world for the disabled and the richest, but, you know, I think that we can do better overall. But, you know, I don't know when it'll be, honestly. I mean, you say that your wheelchair is no good, Cecilia, huh? Back to the same old nonsense, always problems with the wheelchairs, and you know, you would think that, you know, the quality of the wheelchairs would be better, that, you know, they would last longer, but, you know, you have to keep them for 5 years, and it's constant usage, and, you know, they don't want to keep paying for new chairs, and, you know, it's a hassle to go back and forth to hospitals these days because people don't want to, you know, be around the clinics and things like that because of the coronavirus. And, you know, that's a shame within itself because people's health care gets neglected if, you know, they're afraid to go to the hospital. And someone like you who's, you know, a person that has a lot of health issues has to be subjected to that. unfortunately, you know. And then, you know, when you get to the hospital, there's many people that, you know, like I've said before, can't have dinner because they don't have enough hours. And, you know, no one ever addresses these issues, only Inner Sight. But, you know, we, you know, apparently, you know, are not favored by everyone. We're not, you know, as loved as we think we are, because if, you know, we were, then more people would pay attention to, you know, our show. I mean, we have a lot of listeners and stuff like that, but it just doesn't seem to me that, you know, we are where we should be. And, you know, that's disappointing to me within itself. I think, you know, that, you know, all these years that this organization has been around, you would have thought that, you know, we wouldn't have struggled for attention. And with all the, you know, the listeners that we have, you would think that the government would be more concerned about what we feel and what we think, and, you know, more, you know, in line with, you know, our ideas, and we would all be on the same page. But I don't know, you know, we're still struggling and still second class and still, you know, in the back of the line and, you know, less on the priority list, you know.
Well, it's true that we have a good amount of listeners, but what we don't have is the means to really get our campaign out there and explain to people that it's not just us that are being violated. It's the average person who's being violated.
That's right.
Because the tax money is being misused, you know? And that's exactly what's going on. And that's why all these things that you're talking about are happening, because the money doesn't go to help us. The money goes to agencies. And that's a big difference. So now you got to argue and fight with the agency, you know, to get them to see that you need help. And on top of it, they're restricted in many, many ways. And then if you get a little something extra, right away the government is looking, oh, now you don't need your benefits. That's the whole system.
They don't want you to, you know, get ahead in life at all. Either they completely kick you off the system and you depend on someone else or yourself, or, you know, you live in poverty and they just, you know, give you the means to barely keep your head above water. Remember what President Trump wanted to do, cut the food stamps and give people food in a package delivered to their home that's non-perishable. So it means that you wouldn't be able to buy meat, you wouldn't be able to buy, you know, normal things that people wanted to eat. You could just have powdered milk and, you know, God knows what, and canned food, high in salt, bad for your diet, bad with people with health problems, bad for people that have high blood pressure. But, you know, that's the life that you have to live because you're disabled, and that's what the government says that you have to do because, well, you have no choice because you depend on somebody, and that, you know, seems to be the way it is, and the excuse for, you know, everything and everyone that, you know, you depend on.
You know, I don't believe that there's one agency or one foundation in this country that has a lobby in Washington set up so that a person's disability money cannot be touched. That's the first thing we need, because if we get money and we start helping people, the government's going to come down on them and cut their benefits.
I don't love any of them, Frank. I only love InterSight. That's why I'm here. Other than that, I don't pay attention, you know, and deal with any of these agencies. I just live every day and, you know, live as a normal person, you know, as close to a normal life as possible. And I don't really expect, you know, anything from these agencies ever to get better. You know, I don't mean to sound, you know, down or negative, you know, but, you know, it always seems to me that the way it has always been.
No, what you're saying is true. It's not negative. It's the truth.
Yeah, you know, people, don't think like that. Think positive. And, you know, you're told that all your life.
Wait, Suzanne, let Suzanne. Suzanne wants to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said that, what did we talk about right before we went on the show, maybe about an hour
before the show, and we were sort of talking about the same thing, that that's the very first thing that we have to work on as an organization, is to get people, you know, their benefits and keep it. Because if that's not going to happen, then you know what's going to happen? There's going to be, you know, once we start getting money to help people, it's going to be taken away. And that's not what we're in for. We're in for helping people. That's what we've got to really press.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. The government is, even if, you know, Intersight gave them money, we're not going to be able to, you know, help them get ahead in life. You know what I mean? Suzanne, it's the kind of thing, you know, that, you know, you're disabled, for example, you live in a poor quality apartment that's falling apart, and, you know, a person can't afford the repairs, let's say a house, and, you know, they live there for years and they have no place else to go and they can't afford to move anywhere else. So all we can do is just paint the house for them, because, you know, if the value goes up, then they have to pay property taxes, and if they pay property taxes, eventually the money's going to run out and they can't afford it, and then they'll be back in poverty again. So you say to yourself, what can you do? And, you know, we are not, you know, like one of these organizations that you see on TV, you know, that have money to have commercials and all that, and, you know, these publications that these organizations mail out, and, you know, we are just, you know, an independent volunteer-based organization, and, you know, we do the best we have with the means that we have, and, you know, we are very restricted by the government, you know, about what we can and can't do, and... okay, I will let you guys go.
Listen, thanks, Anthony. Hang in there.
Okay, take care.
Hang in, okay?
All right, Inner Sight.
All right, be well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
213-816-1650. Anybody, any other callers?
Yes, we do. We have another caller. I don't recognize this number, so I'm just going to bring him in.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello, caller.
Hello, hi, how you doing?
Very
good.
Good.
Who's this?
Stacy.
Okay, great. I would like to say hello to everybody, and everybody's making very good comments, but I just have a question that I want to put out there. Everybody's saying the government, yes, the government, but how did we let the government get so much power and control over us? That's my question. What did we do wrong to give these people so much power over us that we can't do nothing without them? So that's my question. And, you know, and it's all the agencies you guys talking about, they own all of them. They set up every last food bank, administration, every agent that's there in America. In our country, they set them all up and they regulate them. They regulate them. So they want everybody to think and believe that they are for us and they're going to help us. But no, they're not going to help us. We must help ourselves, people. We must help ourselves now. We cannot continue
to depend on
these people.
I'd like to answer your question.
Come on.
Miss.
Okay.
I want to answer your question.
Yes, sir.
The answer to your question is disabled people went about it in the wrong way. All right? Now, I've been to demonstrations all my life. I've been involved with the blind and all disabled groups. And now, let's take the nursing homes, right? When they went out and demonstrated against the nursing homes, all they did was ask the government to put more money into these programs. Now, that was a big mistake. They didn't give the solution. They didn't say, take the nursing homes and turn them into accessible housing, get people out and make it so that people cannot go in. There's the answer.
Yes.
That's what's wrong. That's what we did
because
wrong.
They,
and we did it with every aspect of the disabled.
That's right. You're right about that.
Yes, sir.
I was four times.
Every time somebody goes to the nursing home, they get money for that. Every time somebody go to jail or the nursing home, they get money for that. So they want you to be in a nursing home, and they want you to go to prison, and they want you to do this. So they get money. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Using
people presented it
slaves.
In the wrong way.
Mm.
For the first time,
yes, sir.
The disabled mm-hmm. now are presenting it in a whole different way, telling the government
right.
that these nursing homes are horrible. Nobody wants them.
Yeah.
People should be in their own home with all the help that they need. And these agencies should be helping us.
Yeah.
They should be raising money to help us, you know, instead of listening to the government. They should be able to raise money to help us, and they could make
mm-hmm.
money that way. They could fundraise, and we should be partners with the agencies to help them fundraise.
That's
answer.
Yes.
That's why we're in this situation.
He's agreeing.
Yes, my
here.
God.
Yeah.
There's the answer.
Yeah.
And
that's
also, there should be a lobby in Washington which says
mm-hmm.
that a person's disability check cannot be touched under any circumstances for as long as they're disabled. That money belongs to us.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, I agree.
There's the answer. And the only way
my
to bring
money,
it back, bring it about,
then
is to have the money to do it.
But what did, I have one question more, one statement. I'm going to be quiet after that. What did God tell? I can hear this. I can hear some people on this line that believe in God. I can hear that. So what did God tell us to do? He told us not to trust in man. Not to trust in man, which is the government. So why are we doing what God told us not to do? That's my next question.
Yeah, a lot of people don't believe that.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Call again.
Call again, please. You have great input. Thank you.
Thank you. Inner sight. And you see, people out there realize that there's something definitely wrong here. You know, that question that the lady had, you know, why all these years the same system exists? Why do we still have stupid-ass nursing homes? I'm going to tell you why. Because when people went to demonstrate in Washington, and I was there, you know, when they went to demonstrate in Washington, the only thing they were interested in, I'm going to get arrested, is their ego.
No,
nobody put the message out there, turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Thought of that sort of...
Get rid of them. Make it so that people can't go to nursing homes. All they did was ask the government to pour more money into these programs. And where the hell has that gotten us?
Same place so many years later. That's who I have to say about that.
Yeah. In fact, worse.
Mm-hmm.
Worse.
I think,
$196 billion?
They can't do anything with that to help the disabled. $196 billion.
They made it worse.
Yes, they did.
Because they didn't come up with the solution.
Yep.
All right.
And I knew this had to be with money. It's just, we got to get rid of the nursing
home. Inner sight has the solution. we urge every disabled person in this country to stand with us on it. You want to demonstrate? Go ahead. But make sure, please, that you put the solution out there.
That's right.
Not just ask the government to spend more money on these programs, because that's only gonna perpetuate the nursing homes. It's gonna make them last forever.
Oh God, no! Please don't wish that.
Well, that's what's happening.
Don't do it. No.
That's what's happening.
Well, I'll run away. No, I don't want to be in one.
And no enforcement on the Americans with Disability Act. There's another.
Yeah. Oh,
I never heard one of all the demonstrations and of all the marches and all that, I never heard one group say we need strict enforcement on the Americans with Disability Act and spell out what the hell that means.
That's right.
Never. Never did I ever hear one word addressing that. And on the service dog schools, how can you expect for people to have respect for the disabled in this country when a blind person can be denied their eyes and there's no law to protect you? Right there. Stop right there. There's no respect for the disabled.
Absolutely none. How about for the multiply disabled and even being denied the ability to get a dog, period, without even starting their sessions? You know,
how are you going to go to the next step when there's no law to protect the safety of an individual?
Problem right there.
There it is, right there. See, if you had a law to protect the safety of an individual, you could use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
See? To change these other things. But the stupid-ass legislator wouldn't help us. The stupid-ass congressman wouldn't help us. The president of the United States didn't even answer my letter.
I remember that. I wrote
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't help us.
That's right.
And you wonder why we're in this situation? There it is. They help everybody else. They wouldn't stand by and let somebody's safety be violated and get away with it.
You know,
even a criminal is protected.
You know, the squeaky wheel, you know, gets, you know, oil and or it gets, you know, taken care of. Well, guess what? I sit down and I say that's BS, because I haven't heard anybody, you know, in the disabled community, if we squeak and we say, oh, listen, you know, the tire is no good or that way it's turning is no good. I'm just giving you an example. We never get attended to. We never do. Because we're not saying that all the disabled people should be together and fight for the one cause. That would be a better outcome. It really would.
You've
got to
have one message. You've
got
to have the solution that's going to, it's not going to make everything perfect, but it's going to fix things.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why we're in this mess. Because people don't address the solution.
That's right.
And until that happens, it's going to be the same.
That's right.
The same struggle. I know.
That's true.
From going out and doing my thing with the service dog and showing people the sign the petition and articles and pictures of my dog's work, my guide dog's work, I know that people don't like what the hell is going on.
That's true.
But you need the means to carry that further. You see? That's what the problem is. We don't have the means to carry it further, to put it in Washington and set up a lobby. and say, hey, mm-hmm. we're setting up this lobby because we want to raise money to help people, but we don't want people to be penalized because they're being helped.
That's right.
That's the news story that I would put in the Washington Post if I had the money
right.
and I had the lobby. That would be the first
That's
thing I would do.
Yeah, I know you would. I've been
and then
there.
I'd throw a big ass party for Congress and make them pay for it.
There you go.
Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Who we got online? Louie?
Gee, Love Drops, here he comes.
Oh, all right. Put Lou on.
Yep, he's here. Waiting
Louie
for
the Lip live.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, Lou.
What are you doing
Hello,
over
Suzanne.
There?
How you good? How you doing? Better. Actually, I'm home finally.
Yeah, I know. Past Friday, Frank Perino was on solo. He copycat Louis Rivera with Connie and Chris and all that stuff. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
That must have been funny.
Copycat.
Pull down the and listen to it later.
Hey, Frank, you're funny. Copycat Louis Rivera Jr. I'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
you know, I was imitating Louis on Friday.
You were?
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye. Suzanne, don't worry. I'll keep an eye on him. He'll be all right. He'll copy you. Maybe you get Louis's voice down pat.
Oh, yeah. I forget. You know,
yeah.
I don't pick him up, make up other voices, but not impressions. Never
I could even sing
voice.
Like Louis, you know.
Go ahead. Do it. Let's see.
This is Johnny. This is Johnny Mathis on the Inner Sight. And you look at me. I'm a broken dream. And I feel as though I'm clinging to a crown.
Okay, to a crown.
There goes our rating sharply down.
All
I
right.
Think so well.
You don't understand. Let me see. I'm too much in love.
Wow.
There you go.
Louis, there he goes. Oh, my God.
All right. Inner Sight. Friday night, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have Lauren Hardy, Jimmy Dinigan,
yeah.
Louis Rivera.
Of course.
And
Hey, Frank, I missed Suzanne on Friday. I have only you on solo on Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Frank,
let me ask you something. Past Saturday night at 11 to midnight, I saw those two pretty date ladies with pink dresses or white dresses. My name of the show is Connie and Chrissy's Date Night. That was
yeah.
good. I saw the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
Right. Yeah, I know.
They
it's
got
your
pretty
favorite
faces
show
and lipstick. They got lipstick, pretty face, nice dresses, women's shoes.
Okay, Louis.
Women's shoes.
They
and
don't
perfume.
Wear men's shoes. They don't wear men's shoes?
Not men's shoes, men, ladies. not male, female.
High heel,
yeah.
Or low heel?
Huh?
They have a high heel on them or a low heel?
Low I'm heel, sure. Not high heel. It's high heel where they're turning me on with a fishnet stocking.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Lou, do they have any music? They got any music on that show?
No music, just a talk
no music?
Show.
Yeah, but that's like a song.
A lot
know,
of pop artists go on. Connie and Chrissy, I know that. I think it's a heavy metal band. I don't know that band, you know.
Oh, they got a band on there, all right.
No band, no, just vocal guest star.
Yeah.
Oh. You don't know who it,
yeah.
What the band is?
I don't know.
Do they sing without instruments? And then
it won't go on Connie and Chrissy's show if they have to stay there. They perform right there.
Oh, okay.
You'll probably dub it in.
I better watch out for those two ladies, Connie and Chrissy. They're turning Louie on. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Louie, that's great.
Yeah, you better watch out.
You better watch out.
Hey, Lou,
tell
the people about Friday night. Come on. Give us a good one.
Yeah, I miss you, Suzanne Taurasi, Fierro. And I'll be there on Friday night, all right? We're touring on the Blog Talk Radio from 8 to 9. And it's like Blog Talk Radio presents the Follies. When I have a good time, I'm going to do some jokes and do some Lauren Hardy, your friendly philosopher, and Connie and Chrissy. I'll entertain them if I give it a chance. And then the lady's going to turn me on that show. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of laughs and fun with Connie and Chrissy. Those two ladies, they're out of sight.
Idea. Can you imitate Connie and Chrissy? Talk like them.
I can give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
That would be cool.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Connie. I am Chrissy. And welcome to the date night with Connie and Chrissy. And Connie and Chrissy give you a new bubbly drink that turns the lady on. Called the Connie and Chrissy Love Drops Potion. And you put some in your pina coladas and talk, and you make the ladies turn yourself on and
talk
about rock and roll.
Yeah, don't forget to listen to Friday night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
All right.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, and make sure you turn on that from 8 to 9, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. make sure you turn on, we're going to have a lot of fun with Rosanna Dada and Connie and Chrissy that shows on date night on Public Access. And we got a singer from Italy, Gino DiNapoli, is on Monday at 4:30 to 5. Italian singer.
Nice. Very nice.
Gino DiNapoli. I never heard of him.
He's an Italian singer.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
He plays the keyboards and sings, you know.
Oh, he's singing Italian?
Sing Italian songs.
Oh.
Italian songs. You should listen.
Yeah.
All right.
I like his voice,
Gino
DiNapoli. And listen, man, I love you too. Sorry I miss you. So Zach Taurasi Ferrero. I'm going to do Connie and Chrissy on Friday. I'm going to make a funny bone inside your belly button.
Okay, I'll be laughing. Okay?
All right, we'll see you on Friday.
Okay,
you're in my heart. I love you, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Friday night, Inner Sight, 8 to 9. Okay. Follies.
Take care.
Thank you, Lou.
Yep.
All right, let's see.
Take care, Suzanne.
Good evening.
Inner Sight, 853 New York. Anybody on the line?
No, we're good now. We cleared the board.
I want to take these few minutes and thank the Ukraine people and the Russians and everybody else who called for peace.
Yeah.
You know, and I just have to believe that Inner Sight played a part in helping to scale back some of this war machinery. And please continue to do it. Stand fast on the peace. And find better ways to resolve this stuff, you know. And if you need a reason to do it because you don't want to create any more people who are disabled.
That's right.
They're the reason that I don't believe most organizations would give you, but we're giving it to
them. That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, got a few minutes, 213-816-1650, open mic right here. And let's see, tomorrow night, the nursing home show,
yep.
Turn them into accessible housing. And I think I'm going to, what I want to do tomorrow night is talk to address these groups, you know, ADAPT, Disabled in Action, ADA people, you know, plan a demonstration. Plan a demonstration around getting these nursing homes turned into accessible housing. There's your solution.
That is your solution.
Because when that happens, you don't have to worry about a person going to a nursing home because they won't be there.
That's right.
So there's, I urge every group, and we'll help you with it. We'd be happy to help you with it if you want us.
I remember one time you stating that, it would be a good thing if, you know, can get people together this way. And then after you stated that, I was, you know, really happy to have heard you say something like that. Because I felt it myself. I never, you know, said it, but I felt it myself that we needed.
Well, now we have a definite solution and a definite idea that has never been. And I'm going to tell you something. The media likes new ideas.
That it does.
See? You know, and we wouldn't just be out there asking the government to put more money into these programs. That's the thing. See?
That's the difference.
Now the big question becomes, will the disabled community get behind it?
Oh, I hope so. I really do.
You know? Do people really want to get rid of these nursing homes, or they just want to play games and keep asking for more money?
No. I really seriously think that they would if they were given the opportunity to live in their home and have the services that they do when they're not living at their home, in their own homes. I think they would want home care.
And as I said, part of that message has to be a lobby in Washington that nobody can touch your disability benefits for as long as you're disabled. Because otherwise you're going to run into complications.
You know, as long as we can live, because a lot of times it is that. And certain people have to constantly go around proving their disability. That's really horrible, actually, having to do that all the time when you're, you know, the rest of your life you're going to be disabled.
So we're going to, we'll address that tomorrow night and reach out to the other groups and see what, if anything, we can pick up and maybe get a sense of a demonstration. You know, it would be wonderful to get a demonstration going in New York City for this spring. And bring in Tracy Garner's book.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know? Oh, we'll see what happens. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home show.
Yeah.
Nursing homes kill people. Turn them into accessible housing. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Blog Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. All our callers, listeners, people who help keep the show on the air. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Glad you're out of that damn hospital. Ugh.
I'm glad.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. If you're in a nursing home, call us, contact us. We can help you get out. We've done it before. Thank you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.